Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk with more. You can find at allbook-books.com and an extra promo for my new project, Ancient Chinese Brush Calligraphy Pictographs, my original versions with color acrylics on canvases. Check them out at the website if you have a few minutes. This is called a shout out to nature poets and those who avoid so-called politics. Now, years ago, I had a kind of vision of poetry as reflecting in a kind of purest state the wholeness and the beauty of the world, emphasizing the natural world and nature, so-called nature imagery, nature poetry. And I still think there is a place for that because nature continues being itself amidst the turmoil. And haiku is one of my favorite places for that kind of poetry. Yet, over the years, I started writing more so-called political poems, which I don't consider political, but rather just commenting on what's going on in the world. Oftentimes, this kind of poetry is shunned and avoided because it sort of pushes buttons or is a little bit controversial, or because people feel that they want poetry to just be like some pure, eternal, pure representation of the pure and eternal, which, again, is lovely, but in the day-to-day, quote-unquote, real world, we're looking at some serious stuff. So that's what I wanted to highlight in this show. And before getting to the current news article that prompted this, I want to cite a 2015 article. They have been before that I had learned of this, but this is to why the essence of knowing about some news in politics affects your nature poetry, because the powers that be may be actively working to hoard or destroy the natural habitat of which you would like to write about. So, in a sort of convoluted, logical way, you need to care about this stuff. Otherwise, you may not have nothing to be writing some poems about. That's hyperbole, but it is bordering on true, the way things are going. So, in 2015, here's a quote from an article. Zhou Xingyang, the environmental consultant dedicated to investigating the Wall Street megabank's efforts to buy up global water resources, has turned his attention to the nepotistic Bush family dynasty, whose purchases of 121,407 hectares of land just happened to be located on part of the Guarani aquifer system in South America. The groundwater reservoir is the largest renewable freshwater resource in the world, with an expanse of more than 1.2 million square kilometers and a volume of 40,000 cubic kilometers of water. That's in Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, and Argentina is where that aquifer system is. So, yeah, while people were making jokes about George Bush and this and that, meanwhile, the family dynasty was claiming dibs on underwater aquifer system. Why? Well, that's a whole other topic. Think about that. But to get to the updated, the latest report of this, I've read several articles about this. The latest one by F. William Engdahl at New Eastern Outlook, Wall Street's diabolical plan to financialize all nature. And the article begins, it's called the Natural Asset Company, NAC. With it, the New York Stock Exchange has unveiled the most radical and potentially most destructive plan yet, to make literally trillions of dollars on something that is the natural right and heritage of the entire human race, nature itself, all nature from air, fresh water to rainforest to even farmland. It is being promoted as a way to incentivize the preservation of nature. In fact, it is a diabolical scheme to financialize potentially trillions of dollars of nature, ultimately allowing a globalist financial elite to control even this. And the Rockefeller Foundation is a founding partner. The combination of the New York Stock Exchange and that foundation ought to sound loud alarm bells. The term financialize refers to the act of converting intangible value into financial instruments. Now, hiding behind the fake facade of the green agenda that the UN and Davos World Economic Forum are promoting, along with major OECD governments, Wall Street and the world's largest financial institutions are promoting a scheme to financialize virtually all of nature. They even hired McKinsey and others to put a dollar value on it. They claim it is all worth $4 quadrillion, or $4,000 trillion, yet how can we put a dollar price on something given by nature? And there's your Zen cone of eternity there. How can we put a dollar price on something given by nature? You can't. But that's what these maniacs try to do when they see the world as something to be resourced and made a profit out of. Hence, even though this happens on a global scale and potentially far away from your local, your local nature preserve, that's not true for everyone. And then again, I read this stuff and it concerns me because I do not want to have to someday go to a little forest nature preserve trail and, maybe write a poem about my experience where the sign on the outside the nature preserve says this nature preserve is sponsored by Boeing and McDonald's and Facebook, yada yada. In which case I would not be able to write a nice nature poem, but I would have to address the sign outside the nature preserve. So you see how this kind of stuff. That's the gist of why sometimes I like to write, beautiful nature poems, and sometimes I write socio-political, satirical rants and other quirky stuff, because just to be able to deal with, sometimes for my own sanity and to try to spread information to others, just to realize what sometimes is going on behind the scenes, and the ludicrous attempts to try to, divide and conquer and map even more than is already happening of the natural world and Mother Earth, for which there are truly no borders except the rivers and such like. So, yeah, it's worth paying attention to, in my opinion. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Have a good one. Be well.